So if I was, you know, visiting a lake here in the Granite State and saw a bloom, what exactly would I be looking at?
You'd be looking at colonies of cyanobacteria. And when conditions are very warm and there isn't much mixing, so there's not too much wind to move them around because they kind of can't swim by themselves.
Do we find those more often in places where there's a lot of industrial farming, where there's large factory farms, than we would as opposed to the Northeast?
There's been an extensive amount of research on farms in the Midwest and the Southeast, or in coasts by cities, seeing other types of blooms. Here in New Hampshire, we don't really have those kinds of landscapes as extensively. We're mostly looking at lakes that are surrounded by forests or second homes, or kind of suburban or rural communities. Yet what we're starting to see over the past decade or so are more of these blooms showing up. And so now is a really critical time for us to try to figure out, hey, what's going on? We don't have the same kind of systems that they do in the Midwest, yet we're having these blooms, and we really want to know why.
So you're trying to find out that data, but we do know that these blooms are more prevalent than they were in the past?
That's correct. Yeah, there's been a handful of studies that have been really like going through the records. So yes, absolutely, there's more. I'll be candid and say that it's not quite as extensive and as out in the Midwest, but it's beginning to happen. And the fear is that unless we take action to do something about this and understand the science of why this is happening and which lakes are susceptible, you know, we need to do that sooner rather than later, or we'll have some bigger problem on our hands.
These advisories that come out from state biologists every summer, you know, will say that blooms can cause multiple irritations or vomiting, mild fever, some skin rashes. Mm-hmm. How harmful are they actually to swimmers?
There's a handful of different species of these organisms, some of which are maybe a little slimy to swim through, but may not have toxins that are released. And some of them, if you do swim through them, they can cause skin irritations, or you're going to want to go to the hospital and get checked out. The lake advisories are generally when they have identified blooms that are particularly toxic and really harmful. So they're normally focused on very, you know, kind of life-threatening cases.
So not every bloom is necessarily toxic to people.
That's right. In any event, even if the blooms aren't toxic, they do have an effect on people around lakes. So people don't generally like to look at them. They have an adverse effect on tourism, on property values because of the aesthetics associated with people looking out on the lake. They generally tend not to want to look at lakes that are green and covered in kind of goopy cyanobacteria. So all these blooms are problematic.
It has a real economic impact, obviously, on the communities around the lake, as you say.
Yeah. We have so many people who visit our lakes, who have second homes at our lakes, communities around lakes that depend on people coming and visiting. And these blooms really are quite challenging because they really decrease the total numbers of people who go.
What do you hope will come from this research at the end?
As I said, you're kind of uncertain as to why these blooms are happening in some of these lakes. And one of the main objectives is to say, okay, well, here's at least a little bit of our understanding of which ones may be more or less impacted, and may be more or less impacted in the future, especially if things get warmer, drier. We have kind of warm spells like we did the past week or so, and there were more blooms. We really want to understand which ones are more vulnerable or not. The other part is using drones and satellite technology to help us monitor where these blooms are occurring. Obviously, that's important for issuing advisories, but it's also important for people who manage lakes. Lake Protective Associations may be able to use this technology in the future to go around and notify homeowners if there's a bloom there much more quickly than before.
David Lutz is a research associate at Dartmouth. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.